Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Masaches Beitza. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Ches and Parak Beis Mishnah Tes. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Beis Mishnah Zion, we learned three examples where Rabban Gamliel was lenient against the halacha of the Chachamim. And now here in Parak Beis Mishnah Ches, we're going to learn another Tana where Rabban Ben Azariah was lenient against the opinion of the Chachamim. Says the Mishnah Shlosh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matir v'chachamim osin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permits the following three things, but the chachamim prohibited them. Number one, paroso yotza b'ritzua shebein karneha. He allowed his cow to go out on Shabbos into a public domain, into a rishus harabim, with a ribbon that was a decorative ribbon between its horns, because according to him, a decorative ribbon is an item of clothing for a cow, and therefore wearing it is not considered to be carrying. Generally speaking, a Jew is not allowed to let his animal do any of the 39 melachos that are prohibited on Shabbos. It's called Shvisas Behemta. We say in Kiddush that your behema behemtacha asher b'sharacha needs to also be resting on Shabbos. And one of these melachos is hotza, is carrying an item from a rishus hayacha to a rishus harabim, or vice versa, or within of Dal Ramos of a Rishos Harabim, within a Rishos Harabim. Now, included in this malacha is wearing an item that is not considered to be clothing, as we learned in Masechta Shabbos, and Rabbi Elazar allowed his cow to be led into a Rishos Harabim wearing this decorative ribbon, because he holds such a ribbon as an item of clothing for a cow and not anything beyond that. Continuing in the Mishnah, any rules that you're allowed to curry, which means to scratch and scrape the body of an animal with a fine-tooth metal comb on Yom Tov, even though the sharp teeth of the comb might prick the animal and make it bleed, which you're certainly not allowed to do as a told of the malacha of Shechita. Part of Shechita is making anything bleed, which you're not allowed to do, but he allowed this to be done because at the end of the day, this result is not an intended result. Certainly his intention is not to make the animal bleed. And this is an example, as the Bartanur points out, of a davar she'eino miskavin, of something that isn't intentioned, which is described as something that where you do something where the result is going to be a malacha that you're certainly not intending for it to happen. Now, in our Mishnah's example, the person that's combing the animal might make it bleed, which again is a malacha, but he certainly did not intend for that to happen. Now, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree whether such an action is allowed or forbidden, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah here seems to side with Rabbi Shimon, who allows it to be permitted, a davar she'eino miskavi. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'shochakin es ha'pilpulin b'rechayim shalahem, any rules that you're allowed to grind different type of peppercorns in the small grinders that are made specifically for grinding them, even though the malacha of tochin, of grinding, is generally not allowed on Yom Tov, that according to him, this type of grinding on a very small scale using this household kli is not included in the prohibition of grinding on Yom Tov. The Chum, however, disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. They hold that a cow, number one, may not be allowed to go into public domain with a decorative ribbon between its horns because they do not consider it to be an item of clothing. Therefore, it's hotza, it's carrying on Shabbos. They did not allow to comb an animal with a fine-tooth metal comb because that might make the animal bleed. And number three, they prohibited grinding the peppercorns in a regular pepper grinder because doing so seems like a weekday activity, otherwise known as uvda decho. The mission now just finalizes this discussion of currying, of combing the animal on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein mekarden esavim biyom mipnei she'osach habura." You're not allowed to comb an animal with a fine-tooth metal comb on Yom Tov because it might make the animal bleed. Aval mikartsvin, but you're allowed to comb it with a blunt type of a wooden comb because it will not make such a wound. The chachamim say in the karden af lo mikartsvin, but they held that not only can't you comb with a metal comb, you also can't comb it with a wooden comb, because if a wooden comb would be allowed, people might think that all combs are allowed, even a metal comb. As the Bartanur points out, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim here agree that an action that might unintentionally result in a melacha, meaning a davar she'ina miskaven, is not allowed. Therefore, both Rebbe doing the comb with a metal comb, since bleeding might result, but the Chachamim extend this prohibition to include a wooden comb in order to make sure that people will also refrain from using a metal comb. Continuing now with Perek Bey's Mishnah Tes, and the Mishnah is going to discuss an application of the halacha of Tumah when it comes to the pepper grinder that we discussed in the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah's ruling is based on the principle that an object cannot become Tameh unless it is a complete shalim utensil of some sort. Says the Mishnah, Hare Chayim shel pilpulin Tameh Mishum Shlosha Kelim. The pepper grinder can become tame even when it's in different pieces, because these parts are three independent kelim, mishum kli kibul. The bottom part, which holds the ground pepper, can become tame because it is a container, and the bottom part of a grinder, as the bartender points out, is made of wood. The halacha of a wooden object is that it is not considered a utensil unless it has a clay kibul, unless it has a receptacle in which things can be held. Number two, umishum kli matachos, the top part, the part where the pepper is pounded, can become tummy because it is a metal utensil, unlike the bottom of the grinder, which is a receptacle. There's no receptacle, obviously, in the upper part. Therefore, if, as the bartender says, if it were made of wood, it could not become tummy. However, since its bottom is plated with metal to make the grinding more effective, it is considered a metal utensil, which can become tummy even if it doesn't have a kli kibul. And in the final part, umishum kli kvar, the middle part, the middle part that sifts the ground peppers, allowing the powder to fall through the retaining the larger bits above, can become tame because it is a sieve. And as the bartender says here, like the top part of the grinder, the middle section does not have a receptacle. If you look in the picture many of the Mishnahs have, you'll see the three parts of the pepper grinder clear. And therefore, if it were made out of wood, it could not become tame because it doesn't have a kli kibul, at least on a midaraisa level. However, the Chachamim decree that any mesh items can become tame because it resembles woven material, which is also which on a midaraisa level has the potential to become tame. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches taught us three times when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is lenient against the opinion of the Chacham. Number one, he allowed his cow to go out on Shabbos into a Rishus HaRabim with a decorative ribbon. He held that it's part of the clothing, and it's an aspect of clothing, and therefore it can be worn. Again, the Chacham hold that it's not part of the clothing. He also held that you're allowed to scratch and scrape the body of an animal with a fine-toothed metal comb on Yontif, because he holds that a davar she'ina miskaven is mutter, whereas the Chacham hold that a davar she'ina miskaven, something you don't intend to do, is prohibited. And the third area of halacha was, he held that you're allowed to grind the peppercorns in small grinders that are made specifically for grinding them, even though the halacha of tochin is generally not allowed on Yom Tov. Again, there, because he holds this type of grinding on a small scale is not included in the prohibition of grinding on Yom Tov. And again, the Chacham disagree in all three of these areas. We just finish off the discussion of our Mishnah. In terms of this discussion of the combing the animal, Rabbi Huda adds that he agrees with the Chacham that you're not allowed to comb an animal with a fine-tooth metal comb, because davar she'ina miskaven, even though you don't mean to make the chabur, you don't mean to make the animal bleed, you're still doing so, and therefore it is still prohibited. But he said that you're allowed to comb it with a blunt tooth wooden comb, because that's not going to make such a wound. But the Chacham said even that you can't do, because they're concerned that if you think that you could do it with a wooden comb, then you're going to do it with the metal cone as with the metal comb as well. And then Perek Bey's Mishnah Tes discussed why the pepper grinder can become tame even when it's dissembled into three main parts. And that's because the three main parts are three independent utensils. Number one, the bottom part is made of wood, but it's a kli kibul, and because it's a kli kibul, it has a receptacle. Therefore, it has the potential to become tame. The top part, where the pepper is pounded and ground, can become tame because it's a metal utensil. Metal utensils have the potential to become tame. And the middle part, which is a mesh area that sifts the ground peppers, also has the potential to become tame because it is a sieve, and they held that any mesh items can become tame because it resembles woven material, which on a midaraisa level is susceptible to becoming tame. Have a great day.